it's no, you're not wrong. You're not, that shit. You're not wrong in saying that, but the history, it'll say Philadelphia's Warriors, but it still translates over to Golden State Warrior franchise history. It's still part of that because it's technically still the same team. It's like when the A's moved from Philly to Oakland. Everything that happened prior to them moving to Oakland is still part of their history. It's the same thing with the Lakers. It's the same thing with the Syracuse Nationals who ended up in Sacramento. It's the same thing. The Syracuse Nationals are still part of the Kings franchise history.
That's a nice hat. Hey, all right. So let's go ahead and transition right now. NFL talk. I wanted to I ain't gonna put it up on the screen, but Mad Dog from First ESPN First Take, he also has his own show on satellite radio, does a lot of stuff for the SEC. He had his top 10 all time QB list. And here are the names that he has in the order. Number one for Mad Dogs.
It's gonna be old ass quarterbacks up there.
Here we go. Patrick Mahomes is number one. Tom Brady is number two. Joe Montana is number three. Johnny Unitas, four. Otto Graham, five. Roger Staubach, six. Terry Bradshaw, seven. John Elway, eight. Peyton Manning, nine. And Art Starr at number 10. He's old enough to watch all these quarterbacks.
Where's Marino?
That's what I said. Where the hell is Dan Marino? But all these quarterbacks on this list have a Super Bowl ring. All of them.
All them people on that list have an MVP?
I'm pretty sure that they did. Terry Bradshaw ever have a?
Yeah, because I don't know if people understand Terry Bradshaw wasn't as good as people think.
No, neither was Unitas.
Hey, Zara, we need you, brother. Come join the show. We talking about top 10 quarterbacks. I got a list for you.
Terry Bradshaw.
Well, at least they're all white, so he can't pick one.
Hold on. Because when y'all start talking,
Bradshaw won the MVP. Bradshaw won an MVP in 1978.
Okay.
Sorry, say
Bradshaw wasn't that good, and Joe Namath wasn't that good. Hell, Joe Namath got into the damn hall for more interceptions in time, right?
Joe Namath, so we talked about this in Green Hour Bullies Twitter spaces yesterday, I believe. And
I'm looking at pocket. What's up,
thing? Hold on, bro.
Hey. Ain't nobody talking about you, Slobber Sam.
So one of the speakers, what's her name? Allison really provided some context because I didn't realize this. First of all, I thought Joe Namath got in just because he predicted and he won. But second of all, he was a part of the AFL and then he was playing against Johnny, which was the NFL. So it was huge for the young guard to win it. So that played a role. You know what I'm saying? It was like historic. That's why we always see it because it was the AFL versus the NFL.
Yeah.
And then Terry said that Wilt's game was at Hershey and no writers were there.
Yeah. It was just the one picture.
Why Steve Young not on that list?
Does Steve Young really deserve to be on that list, top 10?
Man, Steve Young was the truth.
Yeah, Steve's good.
Guess what? I'm not saying, look, see, because the Super Bowls is not what matter to me because it's the ultimate team sport. Mm-hmm. Like, my guy not on there, Troy Aikman not on there, and he don't need to be on there. I always thought Troy Aikman was carried most of the time. The Hall of Fame. Huh?
He don't even deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, a lot of people feel that way. You know what I'm saying? I think Troy Aikman got lucky with the squad and the coach that he had. Same thing, just like Terry Bradshaw. Those are loaded teams. Them Cowboy teams that used to win were loaded teams.
Let me ask you a question, though. With Terry and Troy, respectfully, when it came to the big games, did they always show up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They always showed up.
I hate to say it.
I feel like it was other people that kind of took them through them big games. You think it's not for the immaculate reception, like stuff like that. Like Franco carried that team to me.
Don't get me wrong. Like everybody has some help. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's going to get it.
We all on the Star Wars used to go off.
But it's the same thing with Barry and Emmett. Everybody demoralizes Emmett's greatness or tears down his greatness because of the offensive line.
That's true, too.
When you look at the individual skill set, that Joker is even like,
I don't care, man. Like, Barry was not the best at anything, but he was good at everything. That man could block, he could receive out the backfield. He ran the ball well. He went fast in at that, and you weren't gonna get no clean shot on him. Like Emmett Ross, I take Emmett all day long.
He would have been the same Emmett anywhere else in that league without that massive offensive line.
I believe he would have been the same Emmett except for being the rushing leader.
I mean, he struggled in, well, it was Arizona, and that was, like, way past his prime. I think he was trying to break the record at that point. So
dude, he had 900 yards at 30,000 years old behind that offensive line.
And a whole lot of carries later.
I do want
to
say,
I mean, that's to me, I salute him for that.
So Steve Young is a two-time MVP, Offensive Player of the Year. He won the same year. He won MVP in 92 and a six-time All-Pro. I mean,
okay. Let me ask you this though: is Steve Young better than either a better quarterback than either Jim Kelly or Dan Marino?
He definitely better than Jim. I'm not too high on Jim. I'm sorry.
You're not too high on Jim?
Jim was the truth.
I like Jim, but I ain't that high on that motherfucker.
Jim was a system beneficiary.
He can know that motherfucker.
Exactly. Like he put up yards and touchdowns every year.
He got the same numbers. Him and Donovan got the same numbers. Go look it up.
I'm about to look it up right now.
That's a tough one. I take Steve Young over Jim because I know I almost got to take him over both because he has won it all. Neither of them won it all.
He was on the teams. Come on, man.
Let's do this. If John Elway doesn't get carried. Respect to you, John. You know you're my guy. If they don't get carried the two rings in the end, is his ass in everybody's top 10? And why does it change how great he was?
Why are you doing if? Man, I hate when people do that.
Man, I don't give a fuck what you think.
Them last 2 years in Denver were legacy years for John Elway. That's all he was playing.
Hey, think of that. Think of it like this. Fans out there, John Elway, his whole career, dynamic.
He couldn't get it done.
They rely on complimentary run the football type of scheme. They win too. Now he in the top 10. Like, why does it, like, so you mean to tell me his last 2 years when he owed and helicoptering, now all of a sudden he in the top 10 just because he won the ultimate team award? Like, think about it, bro.
So, yes. At the same time, would they put Davis in the top 10 of running backs? Because he carried that team more than John did.
Yeah, they put Davis in the Hall of Fame.
Which he should be.
But nobody mentions him in the top 10 running backs.
He shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. Like, I never understood that.
Reese TD is in my top 10.
No, John Elway is not Josh Allen. Josh Allen asked 1-5 in the playoffs. John was taking them bum ass teams to the Super Bowl getting smacked by Joe Montana. I mean, we ain't gonna forget
14.
Yeah, John would get to the big game. I ain't gonna front. John would get to the big game. He just got smacked by his generational talent quarterback and Joe Montana. Now Josh Allen keep getting smacked by his generational talent quarterback and Patrick Mahomes, but he also lose the others. And his ass don't win no more in the playoffs. Like,
the most talented quarterbacks I've seen with these two eyes, Patrick Mahomes, Dan Marino, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Dan Marino.
The first time you said something I agree with.
Dan Marino is a stud, man. He's a stud.
Man, look, Dan Marino has, well, outside of Jeff George, Dan Marino has the strongest arm I've seen. I don't know how many of y'all remember Jeff George, but that motherfucker.
Yeah, I remember Jeff George. Hey, honest Los. Hey, Los. Rings mean the most to Mad Dog. I bet you Eli Manning was number 11 on his list. I guarantee you.
Eli Manning wasn't even the best quarterback in his draft.
And he's still going to get in the Hall of Fame for taking
Phillip Rivers away from was break. Better than Eli Manning.
Smacked by the greatest game manager ever. Ooh, Joe Montana was... Get the...
Hey, D-Money. Game managers don't throw 11 touchdowns and 0 picks in Super Bowls.
Hey, man.
Hold on, though. It is some stuff that I don't know why we don't remember this. But y'all remember the catch? I didn't know he threw 3 picks in the game.
Yeah, it was a Super Bowl where he only rushed for a touchdown. He didn't throw for a touchdown. So yeah, Joe's first couple of Super Bowls was shaky, baby. But after that, yo, that man said Joe Montana was a game. I swear, y'all lucky I'm at work. Eli was definitely the best in that class. Don't compare. Who else was in that class, Rock, since he said that? Who's the other quarterbacks in Eli?
Phillip Rivers.
Oh, yeah. Phillip definitely better than the fucking Eli Manning. Yo, cut it out, Alex. Don't do that. Stand up. He definitely better than Eli. Old Phillip was great. He just... ass was like Josh Allen in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Big Ben was in that same playoff, in that same draft class.
Yeah, Big Ben in that class too.
Darian said, okay, the greatest system QB ever.
So y'all not taking Big Ben over Eli?
I'm definitely taking Big Ben. Pause. I definitely choose Big Ben, yes, as my quarterback. Absolutely.
To me, that's the second best quarterback class in the history, next to 83.
2011 playoff. Eli 2011 playoff, still one of the best and still hold the record for most passing yards. Yeah, good job. So y'all threw the ball a lot. Okay. All right, Alex. He's still in.
Sounds like a pass, man.
I'm messing with Alex. Darian, so here's the thing about me, Darian. I'm not you know me. That system stuff people throw out there, nah, it don't work, man. Like in football, you should implement a system that helps the talents of your player. Like, that's football. That's why we always get on offensive coordinators like, yo, why the hell they calling that? When you got this dude, you just need to call this. When you got this type of receiver, call this. Got this type of bat, call that. What is that? System.
So you don't believe in an actual quarterback being a system quarterback?
Everybody has a system. Yeah, so it applies to everybody. Everybody's a system person.
So let me ask, what quarterback have you seen that we say is a great quarterback with an awful coaching staff?
Our old quarterback, Jameis Winston.
You say Jameis Winston's a great quarterback?
Don't blame me.
I believe he was.
My bad.
No, because you could look at him at Florida State and see Jameis Winston was not a great decision maker.
Oh, you talking about his second year?
Yeah.
Well, not the year that he won, not the year that he won the national championship because he played like an NFL quarterback. But yeah, I'll give you the second year.
Yeah, and that's who Jameis was.
I don't know. You're not going to make me believe all these quarterbacks that go to New York just sorry as fuck. Like, some wrong in New York. People get sorry as hell when they get to the Jets.
I don't think Mark Sanchez was a bad quarterback.
I don't think he was either.
I don't know what happened, but I don't think he was a bad quarterback.
I mean, Mark Adams was winning playoffs and shit. Like, he was getting to the playoffs, winning playoff games. Like, put some respect on Sanchez.
I know what happened, Hawk. They cut me. I would have been able to be in his That was I was there that same year. That's when I got cut.
Yo, Coach B, man, you want a link, dog? The link in the
come up here, defend your USC, your USC man, guy.
Is so goddamn long winded, man.
Hey, yo, I shouted out Philip Rivers. You know, I know you love that coach.
How can you have Heisman candidates, Heisman winners, they come in your building and all of a sudden can't play ball anymore? But that's more than a coach to me.
Hey, Rock, how many Heisman winners did they have come through USC?
Say that again.
How many Heisman winners came through USC, and how many of them were good in the NFL?
Carson Palmer, wasn't he Heisman?
Carson. Matt Barkley, I believe he was a Heisman finalist, right?
Yeah. What's your guy who played with Bush? He didn't pan out, though.
Yeah. Then Matt Leiner. Arizona. Leiner.
Didn't Reggie win the Heisman?
Yeah, yep. Reggie won the Heisman, but I don't know. Reggie still had a good career. He just didn't have the career that we thought he would have.
He had a good career in New Orleans.
Anytime he was featured, he ran for 1,000 yards. Anytime he was a featured back, he ran for 1,000.
You want to see more of what you saw. And on that level, that side to side, we ain't finna outrun them guys.
I don't know. Reggie's still outrunning them.
Why is D Money Bowls?
Huh?
I said, why is D Money talking about Super Bowls?
Why can't you talk about Super Bowls, Seth?
Because his wrist ain't broke.
He talking about Reggie Bush.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Reggie Bush. Coach B has a narrative that Reggie Bush is the reason that the Saints won the Super Bowl. He's talking about a win.
That bounty gate was the reason they won the Super Bowl.
Hey, remember Reggie in that damn Chicago Bears game? The year they lost, though?
I feel like the Saints, the year that they won the Super Bowl, just was a really great story. Remember?
It was. It was a great story. Right on time. Right on my back.
Much needed for the city. The world was going for New Orleans.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, everybody was.
No, not everybody.
No, not everybody.
Not going for them.
That shit was nothing more than a damn pity ring.
That's an attribute.
So you don't like you didn't have no pity for the city during Katrina?
Bro, he don't
I had pity for the city.
Yeah, I definitely did. I rolled through Katrina when after that happened. I was rooting for the Saints that year.
How the hell you was able to roll through Katrina? Nobody else did.
I said after. You know, I hear what I said. Listen, open your ears. I said after it happened.
How long after?
Oh my God! You know, these days open the street show. You can ride after.
Because I know your ass from Philly. Y'all be embellishing.
I was working for a movie company. We had moved somebody down there.
Now he
so
was company. There he now see.
Look, hey, I actually was there before Katrina, and someone was trying to explain to me what you know. It wasn't no GPS or nothing, right?
Yeah,
they were showing me on the map what roads I needed to take and how to get to I-10 to get out of there because I was on my way to Corpus Christi, Texas. And they were like, see, this the booth, and it used to be underwater thousands of years ago. It'll never happen again and stuff like that. Man, two weeks later, that's when Katrina came through and that shit was underwater. Like, it hit home for me. I was like, what if that would have been the week I was there?
Yeah.
Could you swim?
Yeah, I could swim. That, but
oh, you'd be all right then. You'd be all right then.
Come on, Steph.
Hey, yo, Steph.
Yeah.
All they needed was you there to take a deep breath. Shit, that all got saved.
You know how scary it is to be in your home at night and all of a sudden water is piling up?
No, I don't know how that is.
Hey, Steph, Steph, take a deep breath right quick. Oh, shit. We almost lost everybody. I'm gonna tell you like I told your punk ass cousin yesterday, Nazar. Y'all need to sit up when y'all on my show, man. I don't like this man laying down.
I'm not laying down. I am sitting there. What are you talking about?
I don't know, man. Nah, man. You gotta come on, man. You laying back and shit. We ain't doing this.
Hey,
Hey, I'm sitting on the couch. What are you talking about?
You got an old melodic ass posture. I don't like that shit. You from Philly? Hello? Sit up.
Hey, as the women say, it's giving sassy vibes.
Nigga, you fucking. Oh, never mind. Lucky, yo. I caught myself.
See, I get them every time, don't I?
All right, man. With that being said, let's go ahead and get that last segment, man. Championships games this weekend. Let me pull up the schedule who played first. You know what I mean? Let's go. Shout out to everybody that's watching the show. Make sure you share the stream, like the stream. What the hell is the NFL on? Come on, ESPN.
Hey, T. Smith is hosting a Ravens Kansas City Trash Talk space.
Yeah, 6 o'clock. Make sure y'all check T. Smith out on the X app. His name is
Load Capo.
Yeah, is that on the GIB?
No, it's not on the GIB.